Hello, joyful receivers. Today is May 28th, and this is Self-Worth Equals Net Worth, Clearing the Way for Profit. All right, so the first thing I want to do is connect to the light. So take a couple of deep breaths. And let's take our energy up 300 feet to where you see, sense, or feel the light and plug into it. Make yourself nice and tall, like a big giant. And allow that light to start coming into the top of your head, filling your head with divine self-love, divine self-worth. Filling your eyes and your ears. Filling your jaw. Filling your brain. Beautiful white light, divine source energy. And allowing that light to come into your throat, so that everything that you say is of high value, high self-worth, high self-love. As that serves you and everyone else. And allowing the light to come into your heart, filling your chest and your back and your shoulders and your arms and your hands. This beautiful light, this beautiful love. And asking this light to come into the solar plexus, the area around the diaphragm. And if it feels tight or contracted, allow it to relax, filling with beautiful self-love, self-worth vibes. And clearing everything that might block that. Just allow it to relax and expand. And allowing the light to come into the sacral chakra, the abdomen, the belly. Erasing and clearing away any old messages that might block your self-worth. Just washing it away, rinsing it away in the spine, the low back. And asking the light to come into the root, the area at the pelvis, the hips, for more flexibility in how you see yourself in your life with the most self-worth, the most self-love. Clearing away old tribal patterns, beliefs, familial patterns, beliefs that don't support the highest vibration of self-worth for you. And then asking the light to come down your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. Washing away anything that would have you lift out of your body and not be grounded fully in your body and fully connected to Mother Earth. We want you grounded. And sending this column of light deep into the earth where it has your name. It's the best energy for you. The glorious earth. And plug into that. Allowing anything that needs to release to Earth. And she recycles that energy into love. And then bringing that love energy back up the column of light, filling your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your torso, chest, back, neck, shoulders, arms, and hands, and filling up your head. And you're now connected above and below to divine source love, divine source energy. And allow these two energies to fill your heart. Just let that energy build in your heart. And then turn up the flow and let it radiate all the way around you from your heart, about 50 feet. Cleansing and clearing anything in your field that doesn't support you fully to your full potential. And be sure to get this energy under your feet as well, this big bubble all the way around you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So self-worth is defined as self-esteem. Self-esteem is how you regard yourself. It's having confidence in your abilities. That could be the ability to love, to learn a new skill, to trust your intuition, to take action, to conquer a fear, to meet new people, to change, to make money, to stand up for yourself, to negotiate for yourself, to have self-discipline when you're going for your goals, any ability that you can think of. Another thing that fills up your self-worth bucket is the more you live your life on purpose, connected to your essence and your soul's desires, the happier you're going to feel, which translates into saying yes to what you want so that you have more of what you want in your life. Choosing to say yes to yourself, setting appropriate boundaries, saying no to things that don't fill you, things that drain you. When we feel that we aren't enough or that we're not good enough, we also fear we won't have enough. Beliefs of unworthiness drive behaviors that are limiting, self-destructive, and sabotaging. It can create cross purposes, which means we may say we want something, but there's something underneath that is just as strong or stronger, and it prevents it from coming. It's like a catch-22. I want versus I can't have, as an example. Self-worth is critical because it can't be taken from you. You are going to have the confidence to go for whatever you want. It might take action and effort, but you know deeply that you can accomplish what you set out to accomplish. If you have self-worth at 100%, you can create the net worth that you want. Our habits play a big part in this. You can literally change your life by changing your habits. So what are your habits? Can you think of habits that sabotage you, that you think to yourself every day, oh, I'm going to do this differently, and then you don't? Keeping your word to yourself is very important. So do you pay yourself first? Do you spend money that you don't have? What is your self-talk like? Do you say kind and generous things to yourself, or do you criticize yourself? Do you call yourself an idiot when you make a mistake? Do you ever put yourself
I don't know, Sam.
Do you ever put yourself down, even if you're joking? When you're talking to yourself, do you think thoughts that make you afraid, or do you think thoughts that will comfort you? Brené Brown did research and discovered the only thing that separated a group of people who felt worthy and wholehearted from a group that felt unworthy and loved and not good enough was that they believed they were. By believing they were worthy of love and connection, they had love and connection. It sounds simple, right? Well, that's why we're here today. We're going to release even more things that make it feel difficult or impossible to love ourselves and create some new thought habits. So, what has been coming up for you over these past couple weeks? You can type into me or we can take some callers.
I'm gonna unmute myself.
Well, don't say anything if you don't think you can.
What's been coming up for you guys? Type into me. Boundaries, yes, perfect. Feeling angry. All right, so Mary, what have you been feeling angry about? And Deb, lots of great irritation. Okay. So in this call, I've programmed the energy that anything that we touch on, it's going to start clearing. Feeling very tired, getting slow, whole body is tired. Yeah, that's a big complaint right now. All right, Lori, excellent. Feeling lighter and self-talk has improved, good. Feeling lots of clearing, good. Irritation when others disregard social distancing, putting us all at risk. Okay. Okay. Clearing all this self-absorption and stupidity. Feeling blocked. Okay. Yeah. So follow through issues, demons attacking through others, self-worth issues coming up. That's what we want, Christina. We're unearthing all of this stuff. Picking up lack from others, fears and feelings of not deserving, feeling stuck, getting sick this week, low energy this week. Yeah. Being criticized when shining my light from my heart. Yeah. So if you guys want to, you can take a little inventory. You know, I love my 0 to 10. So the things that you're typing into me, 0 to 10, 10 being the most, how much energy is on them? And then we'll do that again at the end of the call. Okay, so. Okay, my daughter has taken to blaming herself for husband's death, believing she gave him the virus. Okay, parenting issues, restrictions, criticism. Okay. Yeah, we're all pretty fed up with this, the whole pandemic thing. Yep. So let's do a big clearing on that because there's a lot of stuff coming up around this. So just tuning in, I'm seeing a lot of dark. I see it as dark energy. So let's just clear this. Clearing all the irritation, the resentment. Feeling people are stupid, all the fear, lack of respect, lack of boundaries. Everyone's got different opinions. Everybody's got an agenda. And everywhere this hits us, right in the self-worth. And this feels like it's coming from very young ages, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I see a lot of this energy, I feel it in our sacral chakras. Clearing. Okay, so this is a very difficult time for a lot of us with the not being able to work and receive money. So I'm seeing this in a lot of heart chakras. clearing all that, and we're going to open new ways to receive money. And let's also clear no money, no money, no money. I hear that a lot. So let's clear that. The truth is, the same amount of money is still on the planet. We might have to open new money lines, new ways of receiving it. Action might be blocked. Knowing what to do, where to go, how to handle it. And we're going to clear any dark energies. There's been an uptick in that. We're going to clear all that. This might feel, make you feel a little bit dizzy for a moment. We're going to call them foreign energies and just not even label them, just the foreign energies. And all their attacks and their cords and their gadgets and all that stuff. Okay. With that, a lot of messages, folks. How is that doing for people? How are you feeling after that? Did your number drop? Yeah, Rowan, I'm also hearing that from people that they're medically not able to hear to wear a mask, and yeah, everything that is, yep. And for you, I see that energy like in your kind of jaw in the back of your head. So all the fear, this is creating for people, and they're going on the defensive or the offensive. And all the weakness that stimulates, where you might be judging yourself as weak or sick or fragile, clearing all that. So Terry, just anyone can set the intention that a loved one can receive this healing as well. And they're either going to take it in or they're not. So anywhere anyone is blaming themselves for ever hurting or harming another in any lifetime or timeline or dimension or reality, let's release that, resolve it, and restore it to perfect balance, divine blueprint, and truth. All the, it's like a gripping energy around, I'm seeing it in a lot of people at the top of the neck, as if it's a hangman's noose or something. So let's cut those off, remove those, clear those. Okay, so we're going to take some callers. Do you know how to raise your hands if you want to be chosen? Okay, so Nako, I'm going to unmute you. I'm going to try to unmute you. It's not letting me. Well.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. There you go. Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. I felt lost.
She called out to you. Okay.
Okay. After I said no to the business consultant regarding the my book, yes. I was feeling lost. However, a few days ago, I did find something very meaningful, whom I like to work with or whom I like to write. And that's very great. I really appreciate it. However, money stuff, I working on myself, even not saying I don't have money stuff. But right now I like to move out, and also I did find the perfect place. Everything's perfect, but except the money. And also, I just was told that you are so weak, or people, you know, very very harsh, like you cannot make money with a spirituality or something like that. So it's like I do feel the restriction or limitation, but at the same time, I do know I'm not weak at all. Also, no matter what, it looks like I do have money, that's I believe it, but still nagging stuff are coming. That's why I am creating my own reality.
For Sam to get the clearance too.
But I like to just get rid of no money, or I'm weak, or I cannot do anything by myself or like that, because okay. I'm not weak anymore.
You are not weak. You're very strong. All right. So the first thing, so this is for everyone. We're going to clear everyone else's opinions and belief systems that have leaked into our energy. So we're going to pull all that out. And there are some, so any rips, tears, holes, weaknesses in our energy field, in our aura, we're going to repair that. Fill it with light to keep our energy clean and focused on our own desires. Okay, so I'm seeing money, and it's like sitting there waiting for you. And it's like this, I'm going to call it an anvil, right? And it kind of goes around in your abdomen. So let's clear that out. So any blocks to what we've asked for, and we have actually manifested it, and it's sitting there waiting for us, and we're just not able to let it in for any reason, releasing that and resolving that. Restoring, opening, clearing, money lines, receiving lines. And bringing in the frequency of miracles. So let's have a big download of miracle energy. Whatever color that is for you, I want you to just download into all your cells the color of miracles, receiving miracles, being worthy of miracles. Releasing the how, the figuring it out piece, that's not your job. Your job is to ask, believe, and receive. So anything that doesn't allow that, clearing it, releasing it, resolving the conflicts, and restoring you to your true nature and truth. How's that feeling for you?
You know, I feel very great. Before the group call, I finally, I was asking the universe for giving me much money that I can use to support myself while I'm writing or while I'm completing my book, so that I can concentrate on, you know, finishing my book and publishing. But people's opinions do not matter. Most important thing is me matter, and also I'm not weak, and I do know my strength. So basically just let go of the craps that I don't need to listen, and just trust it, because I do know, like you said to me, money's coming. Intuitively I do know that, but I don't see anything on the surface. That's why I got so frustrated. So do not dig in, just ask, and then be open and receive, and then just keep going.
Yes, so you want to align yourself, your energy, with having it now.
Having now, yes.
Having absolutely. Now. Yeah, so what would it feel like to have that right now in this moment?
I feel lighter and mm-hmm. with joy. Yes. I feel lighter with joy.
Yes. Yeah, so that's the energy that you want to sit in every day. You don't want to make it like a chore. It wants to be joyful and fun. Even mm-hmm. if you can do that for 5 minutes a day, it yes. has to show up because your energy has now aligned with it.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, so I have iPhone Van G. I'm going to unmute you. Well, I think you're going to have to unmute yourself. It won't let me. I'm not sure why.
Unmute. Hi, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Great. So I've been having some health issues, and it's causing me not to be able to work as much as I would have liked to. So, you know, my income has been really bad even before coronavirus. So I'm wondering if I'm sort of self-sabotaging myself by being sick.
Okay. So I'm going to be directing this directly to you. And who is this, by the way?
Sorry, this is Gertrude.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to be directing this to you, Gertrude, but this is for everyone. Anything that resonates at all in any particle form is also going to clear for you. So this is coming from age two, a male energy, probably dad. There's an anger and there's a resentment. Okay, so let's clear. Releasing, resolving, restoring. So when I say anger and resentment, what pops in your head? As a two-year-old, what was the two-year-old angry and resentful about?
I don't know.
What pops in your head?
It's something about my dad always being angry, but not showing it. He's like really sort of keeping it inside. But I guess I'm picking up on his, you know, his angry energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So clearing this out of all circuits, all systems. And it feels like your two-year-old decided that this is how you do it.
Mm-hmm. And holding it inside.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so yes. it's manifested in kind of stopping and blocking your body from working at its most optimum.
Mm.
So bear with me a moment. This might might be a lot of energy moving. So what this clearing is doing is moving this muddy-like energy out and bringing in a lot of light. So bringing in a lot of light for everyone, cellular level, systems, circuits, glands, organs, the vagus nerve, sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system, brain, brain stem, limbic system, all the senses. Okay, this is just layers and layers. So let's clear out all the layers of anger, all the layers of resentment. Just pull them out with ease and grace. It's easy to let all this go. It's easy to let this go. All right, so now we're going to download divine healing, soul level, nurturing, appreciation, consideration, thoughtfulness, joyfulness, fulfillment. Joy, love, radiance. Whew. How does that feel?
Lots of yawning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot releasing and my body feels a bit more expanded. There's still like a heaviness in my head.
Okay. All right. So all the habitual thought patterns, beliefs, clusters of beliefs, looping thoughts, tapes, clearing, releasing, rebalancing, restoring. So that is set to clear it. It's going to take a little time, but as it's releasing, it's being replaced. I just see this, I'm going to call it a cobalt blue energy in your brain. So I want you to be drinking a lot of water.
Mm.
Okay. How does that feel?
I can feel it moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let me how you do with that.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Okay. Sharon Jit, I don't see a microphone for you, so I don't know how to unmute you, but I know that you wanted some work on feeling really heavy and tired. So let's clear all the morphic fields. Let's pull out of all the morphic fields that we are attached to, addicted to, all the fear-based programming that's on the planet right now. We're going to unplug from all of that and we're going to replug those cords into divine source energy, divine love. And we're clearing the feelings of responsibility. So it's like when we're plugged into these paradigms and the planetary energies that are lower, the belief or the contract, the vow is that we are assisting. So let's release all of that, because really the way that we assist the planet in uplifting and clearing on the fear on the planet is to stay connected to the light. Because the light is love, it's not fear. And that lifts everybody up and it lifts up the planet. Can you imagine if the entire planet was plugged into the light? So let's have that. All right, Sharon J, I don't know how to tell you to raise your hand on the phone. I'm sorry. Amy says there should be a raise hand option on your phone, but just type into me how you're feeling after that clearing. And yes, Mary, that was for Naoko and for everyone. Everything that's happening today, because we're all together, is happening for everyone. And even though I'm not doing a lot of quote unquote clearing statements, everything that has had focus on it is clearing, okay? All right. Susan, I'm going to unmute you. And if you can unmute yourself, I don't know why it's not letting me.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, it's a lot about not being worthy or having self-worth, actually. I know I got so many talents and I'm a strong person, and still I undermine myself, if you understand what I mean.
I do.
I degrade my own abilities, and I can do and take, good initiatives, and then I start second guessing myself. It's really irritating me right now.
Okay, so that's coming from age 7, so everything that is, let's release it, resolve it. All the downloads, the imprints, the judgments, the criticisms on all timelines. Okay, so anyone who is running more than one timeline right now, let's release that. We want to be in this timeline. So all these tangled timelines. Clearing. So, Susan, did you do a 0 to 10 on your issue before we started?
Yeah, I wrote a lot of stuff earlier, so I did 6 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go in, and this is for everyone, and we're just going to Shazam this out of there. I see a lot of this for people in the root chakra, coming from the family. So we're going to clear the family members, the ancestors, the lineage, all the inherited trapped emotions, the traumas. The belief systems. The misogyny, the misandry, which is hatred for men, hatred for women. The inequality. The unfairness, the injustice, and anywhere we are fitting into anyone else's preconceived notions and ideas that are not of the highest love, clearing all of that. Moving into the heart chakra, and there's heartache and heartbreak, and I see a split in the heart. It's like not being able or allowed or given permission to love yourself fully. That might be conceited, or pride is a bad thing. Loving yourself is selfish. All of that nonsense, clearing it all. All right, Susan, how is that feeling now?
that feels a lot better. It went down to, I would say, 2.
All right. So all the past life energies, past lives, other dimensions, parallel lifetimes, parallel universes. And the energy on this is, it got you killed.
Okay.
So now you're going to fly under the radar to stay alive, to stay safe.
Yeah.
Clearing all of that. Again, it's clearing for everyone. Or we have to dim our light, not shine brightly, because it irritates others. And they want to put us down and kill us and maim us and torture us. All of that. I got me, you got you. That's your stuff. Not you, Susan, but, you know, the others.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, that's going to continue to move out. All right, how is that feeling now?
Yeah, it feels like it's got some way to go, but I feel a shift happening. And yes. It was spot on, actually, the last part.
Cool.
Sometimes you don't even realize it when you are trying to find a topic for
right.
this type of call.
Right.
And then it's like, yeah, you hit the,
yeah.
Spot on. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. And you're welcome. I'm going to do one last thing. There's this like snaky, black snaky energy. So let's clear that for everyone. It's like an insidious, the word is reptile, reptilian. Let's clear all that. So anywhere, any foreign energies are trying to come in and you clear them and they keep coming back, we're going to deactivate all of that. Removing all implants and gadgets and gizmos and time bombs. All the circuitry, all the gadgetry. No longer have permission to impose on my free will. I am sovereign. All right, that looks better. Thank you so much for facilitating this for everyone.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Okay. Lori. Can you hear me? Lori, I
hello.
Hear you.
Hello.
Okay.
Hi. I feel a lot better. I had boundary issues with a son that has addictions. And he's 31, so it's been going on for years, and he's not so receptive of it. But I am feeling better, and my self-talk is better. But when we had our call, you cleared my sciatic. So I know it can heal, but it keeps flaring up almost daily to the point that I have to go to bed at like 6 o'clock at night and stretch out. So I'm not sure why. Okay, so this is an inflamed energy, which is like anger, frustration. Yeah.
The question I'm picking up is, something like, why can't he change? Why won't it be better? Does that feel true? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to clear expectations. We're going to clear our own agendas. It's very difficult to watch loved ones go through something challenging when we know or we feel that we have the answer for them.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's so painful, can be so painful to watch them go through that and let them have their experience. So everything this is bringing up for everyone on the call, where we want the best for our loved ones and we are judging it as they aren't doing the best for themselves. You're going to clear all of that. There's also a survival energy is in the root. Because this, I'm guessing this feels like life and death.
Yeah, right now it is life and death.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to clear that. And again, you can ask that he receives any healing he is open to receiving, because you can bypass the ego, but sometimes the soul just wants to experience what the soul wants to experience. Okay, we're going to keep clearing. And addictions are about a lack of connection. So somewhere along the way, there's a disconnection with the self. There's a disconnection with a higher power, with the soul. So let's just ask that anywhere, anyone on the call or our loved ones has disconnected from themselves, from divine love, from divine source energy. Let's ask in the highest and best way for them, they find and we find our reconnection point at its most healthy and most loving now. Please make manifest. And Lori, let's clear the grief and the blame. It feels like you're blaming yourself and you're blaming him. Kind of mad all over. And this energy is running down the nerve, that sciatic nerve. So we're going to apply healing to that nerve. All right, how's that feeling?
Yeah, it released a lot. I felt it go down and move. He blames me. He lost his father at 6 years old. And so he has a lot of anger that he got ripped off.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. And this is right smack dab in the middle of your solar plexus, and it runs up into your heart.
Yeah.
So we're going to clear that. Let's pull out all those cords. Pull out all the saboteurs, the blame, clearing for everyone who's ever experienced anything where you were blamed for something that's not your fault or where you're doing it to yourself. I'm seeing a magenta and a royal purple come in for everyone to help release, resolve, and restore to divine truth. This has a lot of energy. This feels really good, everybody. Just allow, receive, accept. Whew. How does that feel now, Lori?
Yeah, it feels a lot better. It's actually, I had a past life clearing, and he had a hook in me, and I actually felt it release, and that's when I got my boundaries back with him to say no to him finally after 30 years. So I know it's working. It's just, I guess I want it to work faster. I don't know.
And so what would it take for this to work faster?
I don't know.
Manifest now, please and thank you.
Yeah, but no, I can feel it. Thank you. I feel great.
You're welcome. Thank you for facilitating for everyone.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, Franny, I'm going to unmute you.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I've been having some pain in my right arm. It just keeps coming and going, and it's just like it's, I have no idea why.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to do a clearing. This is an outside energy. So we're going to clear for everyone. we'll call these mischief makers. Do you have issues in the right shoulder as well?
Yes, it's primarily in the shoulder, down to the elbow.
Yeah, and it looks like it's actually coming from your neck.
Oh, okay.
All right, so when I ask this question, who pops into your mind? Who's the pain in the neck? Who's stabbing you in the neck?
It was like a coworker, and then I kind of saw my husband, so I'm not sure which one, or maybe the combination.
Okay, and I also heard, is it you?
Myself?
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I am my own pain in the neck. All right, so all of this energy, anywhere anybody else's energy is irritating, annoying, disgusting, disparaging, clearing. We're going to pull out all cords. So everybody's connected to the light right now. I want you to ask the light to highlight any cords to and from that are not of love. I want you to find those and pull them out. And I like to pull them out by the roots and send them to the light with everything they contain, and the light is going to transmute it. So let's do that. Let's spend a couple minutes here pulling out all cords, sending them to the light with everything they contain. And anywhere people have corded into us, we're going to re-educate them here. Don't plug into me, plug into the light. The light is your source. I am not your source. No matter how angry you might be, or how much you want a piece of me, or you want something from me, you can get it from source. Whew. So I'm also picking up for you, Franny, age 6 and age 4. Do you have asthma, or did someone have asthma or some sort of breathing issue when you were young?
I don't remember myself. You know, I'm trying to think. I just can't remember anyone else in the family with that.
Okay. This past life. Okay, so all past life. So it got triggered. Okay. So clearing any past life energy with any asthma, lung issues, breathing issues, any suffocation energies, drowning energies, any heavy weight on the chest, you can't breathe, smothering. Oh, there we go. Okay, how is that right arm and shoulder feeling now?
Oh, it's much better. Okay. You know, when you first started, it was like all of a sudden the pain just came in, and then it just slowly subsided.
Good, 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 good. All right, thank you so much. Okay. All right, Anna, I'm unmuting you. You'll have to unmute yourself, please. There you go.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Well, now much better. And deep gratitude for your work. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I started with writing, being criticized for shining my light. And you already did some work, about dimming the light. So if there's still something on me, if you could check. And I have one more thing that just appeared, and probably maybe everybody can profit. It's about being dissatisfied with one's life. And I have a feeling it's very ancestral, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So How do you feel about being seen?
Still struggling.
Yep. Yep. I knew that. That's why I asked you. All right. So all of us on the call who still struggle with being seen, all the fear of not being good enough, not, there's like a comparison energy where we're comparing ourselves to others, clearing all that everywhere. It's not safe to be seen.
Yes.
It's not safe to be authentically you. And it does tie into being dissatisfied, because when you're not being seen and you're hiding, you are not living full out. You're not reaching your full potential. So yeah. All that energy clearing. And I'm seeing this in your chest area. So as a woman, you're not being seen fully as an empowered female. And for our males on the phone or on the call, sorry, we're clearing that as well. Not being fully empowered, being fully seen as an empowered male. All the authenticity moving out, all the energy blocking the authentic, unique you that you came here to radiate and be and show us the way. Clearing all the timelines, all the ancestral energy, the cultural energy, the racial energy, the energy of certain countries and religions and belief systems. Any factory worker type energies, the worker bees, put your head down and work, do what we say, all of that oppression, repression, control, manipulation, and deceit. So there was a lot of deceit for hundreds of years in religion and the patriarchy about being a powerful being. They hid the knowledge from us about how powerful we truly are because they couldn't control us otherwise.
Yeah.
All right, so everything that is bringing up, we're releasing it, resolving it, and restoring us all back to divine birthright, divine blueprint. This is pretty big, you guys, and I'm really feeling it in the root chakra and a little bit in the sacral. So let's bring in a lot of love and light from above and below into the hip pelvic root area. Let's just wash it away, blow it up with sparklers or light dynamite. It doesn't do any harm. It just clears this energy once and for all. We're done with it. We are no longer to be oppressed, controlled, and manipulated. We live in the light. We live in love. We are fully seen. Our value, our worth, our contribution, our authenticity and unique self, our gifts and abilities that we have to offer. Oh. How is that feeling?
Wow. Powerful. Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Thank you so much for facilitating that.
Thank you. Welcome. Lots of blessings for you, Lisa.
Thank you. Same to you, Anna. Okay. Let's see. All right. I have a number that ends in 3125. I'm going to unmute you. 3125. Hi, who's this?
This is Taranjeet.
Oh, hey, you did it. Yay.
I did it. with a lot of help.
Awesome. I apologize for not knowing how to do that.
No. It's okay. Thank you. Wow, what a great session. Yeah, we got a lot of clearing today. It's really good.
Good. All right. So what do you need help with?
Well, you can scan me, whatever you find, you can clear that.
Okay. So for anyone who has openings in their energetic field. So for you, I'm seeing it like in the upper, well, it's trying to move around. So upper mid back. So anyone that has any portals that are not beneficial for you and your energy field, we're going to clear them, close them, and remove them. All right, any oaths, vows, irrevocable vows, contracts, agreements, commitments, any of those types of yes, I'll do this energies that were made through coercion, manipulation, fear, trickery, or deceit. I'm going to clear all of that. There we go. That's better. You might feel a nice surge of energy. It was like an energy drain there.
Yeah. Lisa, also like in my head today, even yesterday, like seems like it was split kind of left and right at the lower part. I don't know what was happening there, but even though like during this call, it did help a little bit. So see if there is anything left there.
In the back?
Kind of. Yeah.
In the back of your head?
Like, yeah, it was kind of heavy, very heavy thing.
Okay. All right. So clearing any attachments. And it's like some sort of a filter. Clearing any filters that prevent you from accessing divine source energy, divine truth, divine love. Clearing all filters, all implants, explants, attachments. Traumas. There's some trauma that's stored there. So anywhere we've stored any trauma in the physical body, in the etheric body, mental body, emotional body, the astral bodies, any of the bodies, we're going to clear out all trauma, trauma patterns, trauma relations, any lifetimes where we were hit. So it's like you were hit in the head with a rock, clearing that trauma, physical trauma. Any blows to the head, any decapitations, anywhere we were guillotined, hung, heads cut off with swords. Whew, that's some energy there.
Well,
all right,
how does that? Feeling much better. How about like things? I was stuck in some caves somewhere, in some mines.
Okay, all right. So anywhere we have passed away in another timeline, another lifetime or dimension, and we are still holding any of our energy in that death or with that body, let's retrieve all that energy, healed, whole, and complete, and bring it back to its proper location in our body or energy field. So let's bring all that back. That feels better.
Yeah, it does. Because I still get some nightmares but I think you nailed that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So let's clear any images that terrorize us that we still hold, those pictures, those images, clearing all of that, clearing it from our eyes, clearing it from our brain, clearing it from the memory. There we go. All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So it looks like we've gotten to all the raised hands. If anybody else wants to raise their hand, I'm going to go through the chat and see what we find here. Okay, so Deb, it's catching me again. I can't believe there's self-absorption and stupidity. So that feels like a mom energy. So all the downloads and all the imprints and all the judgments and projections around people being self-absorbed and stupid, clearing that, it's in the heart, clearing, releasing. All right, Catherine, are you still having tailbone pain? Okay, we're clearing. Intuitive abilities connected to self-worth. It has to do with trusting yourself, trusting your intuition, trusting what you get, being able to act on it, because that is your inner guidance system. It's your GPS. Right? Okay, so all the reasons why we don't trust our intuition. All right, that's some big, heavy energy. So let's keep clearing. A lot of ancestral energy. There's a lot of male energy. Everyone is intuitive, you know, but there's the quote unquote female intuition. So sometimes men can dismiss their own intuition and they can dismiss women's intuition because they don't feel like they have it. So everything that's bringing up, we're going to release it. Resolve it and restore our true divine nature. That connection to intuition, fully wide open, trustworthy. And what would it take to practice following your intuitive nudges, keeping a journal, and seeing what happens. So when you get an intuitive nudge, write it down, take action on it, follow it, and then look back at your evidence. And that will help you to build your confidence in what you're getting. Okay, so Lori, taking action in this time of lockdown. It's trickier, but it can be done because a lot of things are moving online. So anyone who's having doubts and fears around this lockdown and how that's going to look, I would invite you to sit daily, you know, even for 1 or 2 minutes, if it's tough for you. And you can visualize different paths in front of you. So you have 3 paths in front of you and ask the correct one to light up. Ask what it is. The key to intuition is asking questions. I don't suggest asking why questions because why puts you into victim, it puts you into powerlessness. Ask what questions. So what would it take to know what action to take? Now, and see what you get. And some people get their information while they're sitting in meditation, breathing, and some get it. You can set the intention and it comes through throughout the day. So pay attention to what comes into you. A lot of people, I feel, are going to be making very big life changes, because I think even when things return to normal, it's going to be different. A lot of jobs will be online that weren't online before. So maybe your next action step is to take a class. You can go to udemy.com and there's classes that you can take for $11, $12 to learn new skills. Okay, Mary says, how would you know when you have an intuitive nudge? So ask for signs. Okay, make my intuitive nudges so clear yet gentle that I can't ignore it. Intuition is very gentle. It does not cause fear, but it will also be persistent. Okay, so if you have a persistent thing coming to you gently, that is a nudge. Ask for signs. Signs can be a song, song lyrics. It can be the title of a book. You can be cruising on Facebook and suddenly something's in front of you. Just pay attention. And to strengthen your intuition, ask questions and ask that it be strengthened. When you go to bed at night, set your intention. Please give me the guidance that I need for my next step in my dreams. Let me wake up with it. Okay, so there's lots of different things that you can do. Yeah, Rowan, Udemy is great. Yep. Okay, so I want to do some filling in, and then we'll get back to some questions. Okay, so what would it take to boost my love feelings for myself in all areas and all ways here and now? Make manifest, please and thank you. What would it take to take the action that I know moves me forward with ease and grace here and now? Make manifest, please and thank you. What would it take to release all forms of anger and resentment that weigh me down here and now? Make manifest, please and thank you. What would it take to fill myself up with love and good vibes every day, all day, here and now? Make manifest, please and thank you. What would it take to feel proud of myself here and now? Make manifest, please and thank you. That one had a lot of energy on it. So I want you to bring in the color of feeling proud of yourself. And we're going to clear any negative feelings on pride, because some people feel like that's a bad thing or it's a sin. Being proud of yourself is just a good feeling about what you've accomplished. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not conceit. Okay, so what would it take to feel proud of myself, to feel happy about myself here and now? Make manifest, please and thank you. What would it take to do things that make me feel good about myself every day? Make manifest, please and thank you. What would it take to keep my word to myself? This is key, because when we say, oh, I'm going to do that, and then I don't, it's a self-betrayal. So all the energy that's coming up on that, we're going to release it, we're going to resolve it, and we're going to restore. What would it take to follow through? What would it take to go for what I want? What would it take for me to take responsibility for myself and my life in all ways, knowing I have the power to do so, which empowers me to my fullest potential? Make manifest, please and thank you. What would it take to speak well about myself in my thoughts? What would it take to encourage myself? What would it take to be kind to myself and others in my thinking and my actions? What would it take to say no to what drains me? What would it take to say yes to what fills me? What would it take to learn a new skill? What would it take to pay myself first? What would it take to form supportive habits? Okay, so I want you to type into me some things that you can do that will help you to build your self-worth and your self-esteem and your self-love. What are some new things that you can do? Paint, awesome. Yeah, be creative. Do things that fill you with happiness and joy. Sing, yes. Keep writing, yes. How about things like getting out in nature? Light language, yes. Light language is awesome. All right, you guys, I need more ideas. Breathe better, yes. Taking long, deep breaths. What are things that fill you with joy and make you happy that you haven't been doing enough of? Yep, Rowan, follow through, yes. Meeting new people, meditating. Yep. Yes, music, travel, hugging trees. I love to hug trees. Yes. Dancing. Yes. Yes. Keep them coming. It feels like this is a little bit challenging for everyone to think of things that fill you with joy and happiness. So yesterday in my car, an old song from the 70s came on the radio. You Make Me Feel Like Dancing by Leo Sayer. And it just filled me with so much joy. I came home and put it on YouTube and danced around the house for about three rounds of it, right? It's just simple things that make you feel good, that make you feel happy. Yes, seeing my grandkids, love it. Going for walks, yoga. Naoko, the replay, I'll send this to From Heartache to Joy, and they should be able to get it up on your page. I think they say within a day or two. Yep, take many steps, savor the moments of beauty, dance breaks. Yep, flowers, yes. Yes. So when you look around your environment, does it make you feel good or do you go, ugh? I invite you to fix those things that make you go, ugh. Those are energy drains. The more your environment is pleasing to you, the more it fills you. Oh, Rowan, I'm sorry. Okay. Sometimes it's hard because the last time someone asked me to think of something that filled me with joy, I immediately thought of a pet I used to have and I had joy for 2 seconds before lapsing into intense grief at the loss. So were you able to clear that grief? I still see some, it's in the heart, but it's kind of up in the right side. So let's clear that. So everywhere joy and happiness turn to sadness and grief or anger or betrayal. Let's clear all of that. Anywhere any happy, uplifting emotions have a negative attachment of a lower vibrating emotion to them, let's separate that and clear it. Releasing, resolving, restoring. So Rowan, I'm just working with your heart chakra a little bit. There's some dark cords going in there. So let's release those. That looks better. Okay. Yes, that is a wonderful practice to write down successes and happy events daily. I really encourage you all to do that. Sunbathing, love the sun. Yes, funny videos with good laughings. I love it. Oh, I'm sorry, JP. So let's clear that for you as well. The tragically has a lot of heavy energy on it. So let's clear all the heavy energy on tragedy and all the judgments that we have on tragedy. And where you want it to be different, you wanted to fix it, all of that type of energy, the helplessness and powerlessness at not being able to change that outcome. Clearing. Ooh, Christina, I'm with you. Get a new sofa. Okay, Naoko. Okay, so I just want you to fill with light and push that energy out. It's going into your solar plexus. So what happened is whatever's in your solar plexus hooked into some angers. So let's clear all that. Yeah, I agree. And here's the thing. I think it's getting better, but historically, when pets died, people are like, oh, that's just a cat. Oh, that's just a dog. Oh, that's just a goldfish. But it isn't true. There's evidence, and the way that we feel about it, it can be actually more painful and harder to get over than losing a human. So please just honor that. Because our pets give us unconditional love, while human love is often very conditional, right? Okay, so let's do some clearing around that. Just honor those feelings for your pets. Let's bring in the gratitude that we got to experience them. And keep clearing out the painful emotions and replacing it with true love, true gratitude, true joy at the memories, the happy memories that we have with our pets. And this can also go for any human losses. And just as an aside, my cat Felix just came over and he's rubbing my leg. All right, Rowan, how are you feeling now? Naoko, how are you feeling? Mary, there's a knot on my shoulder, left side. Okay, so this feels like feels like a female who's crossed over, wanting to get your attention. So Mary, have you felt like someone is around you or something's trying to get your attention and you're just blocking it. So let's open up that connection so that you can get the message. Clearing out some old ties and binds and bonds there. Okay, I'm seeing like this rope energy leaving your shoulder. So let me know how that's doing for you now, Mary. Urinary bladder. So all pissosity, all pissed off, all mad, anger, frustration, blame. Feeling like others are doing things to you and you have no control or can't stop it. Everything that is releasing. Whew. Resolving, restoring. Okay. And let's clear all the guilt. All the guilt. It's like this looping guilt you can never get out of. Clearing all the guilt. Clearing all unforgiveness, self-blame, self-loathing. Tragic tragedy. Releasing, resolving, restoring. Mary, what is the message? Because I feel sick. Okay, so let's just put her in a bubble of love and light, and we're going to send her up to the universe for the universe to handle. And we're going to clear any ancestral beliefs, contracts, vows, irrevocable vows, oaths to heal others so that they don't have to take responsibility and heal themselves. Clearing all that. Whew. Okay, hatred below my sternum at the top of stomach. Can't stand my dad, mom, paternal aunt. All the bullying energy. Okay. Oh, good, Mary. Okay. Okay, so everywhere anyone has any neck and shoulder pain, there's been a lot of neck and shoulder pain on this call. Bring in lots of love and light from above and below and steam clean the neck, the shoulders, the heart, the high heart. Of anything that has been brought up on this call today, anything that's blocking self-worth, all unworthiness, all ancestral, anything from any family members who are wanting to be healed and trying to get attention, let's send all the healing to them. Anyone who needs it is welcome to the healing. Releasing cords, ties, attachments. Anywhere anyone's knocking on your energy to get your attention. There we go. Oh, that feels better. All right. Yay. All right. So thank you everyone so much for investing in yourselves and choosing me to work with. I am very honored, very grateful to get to do this and to spend this time with you. I'll be sending out an email today. Today marks our 2 weeks on the remote healing. And that the chart that I send out to you is just for you so that you can see your progress. And after today's call, I'm very confident that you're going to see a rise in all your numbers. Everyone have a lovely day. Our next call is Sunday, I think. Is it the 13th? I should know that. So many facts and figures in my head. But again, it'll be on your deliverables page. And I would like to challenge you to change one habit that you know isn't serving you and make it a habit that serves you, okay? And do it out of love, not out of a self-punishment, okay? I'm gonna unmute everybody so that we can all shout at each other.
Bye.
Bye, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
For the
bye.
Great session.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Love
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.